Michael, good morning.
Morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Now, looking at these, these pieces of evidence that might be obtained from these devices, what kind of evidence are police and the like actually looking for?
Well, the idea is that you've had, I guess, this sort of evolution where information that previously was just never recorded is being recorded today. And so that probably first started, I guess, with email, then social media, and now we've got the Internet of Things where, you know, sensors basically collect data. The data is then sent to the Internet and it then gets stored. And so whether it be civil litigation or criminal litigation, people are interested in getting that data as a way to sort of demonstrate that something occurred, being able to show a prove a fact or to challenge a fact. And so the examples, I guess, you see are the person who was, you know, said to have been at home, their house caught on fire, and, you know, they've woken in the middle of the night, yet their Fitbit shows that they were running around doing a lot of heavy lifting prior to the fire starting. So it's that sort of, I guess, using that data to either verify a person's story or challenge a person's story.
Mm. Now, I know, I mean, I'm a little bit of a Luddite. I'm not exactly with the times, but I know a lot of the time when I'm with my partner, we have a conversation about something or other, and then it immediately ends up popping up on their Facebook account as an advertisement. So certainly these devices are always on, always recording. You mentioned they're both civil and criminal cases. How actually easy is it to obtain information from people's devices in these court cases that we're discussing?
Well, the way that it tends to work is in a piece of civil litigation, you've got effectively two ways in which you can obtain the information. One is what's called discovery, and that's where somebody who is a party to litigation can be required to provide the information. And then the other approach is through what's called using a subpoena, which is to get the information from a third party. In a criminal situation, a defendant's not required to incriminate themselves, so they're not required to, volunteer information. But the police can still subpoena information from a third party. And so it's really looking at what are, I guess, very traditional ways of dealing with litigation, discovery and subpoenas, and then seeing how that applies in relation to this new data.
Now, I'm no expert on these kind of legal matters. I had some understanding, though, that in Australia there were laws against recording people against their kind of knowledge. Obviously, police are able to do it. If they've got a warrant, they are able to plant microphones that do certain kinds of recordings. But recording something against a person's will, that would be illegal. Is that something that their contracts are getting around, these sort of terms of agreement we kind of sign off on and never pay attention? Is that getting around that, or are there other legal loopholes that are involved?
What you'll see, if you bother to look, which most people don't, if you look at something, it's generally the same for sort of Facebook, Twitter, Fitbit, Amazon Echo. They'll generally have a statement in relation to the use of the device that says that they might preserve or disclose information about you to comply with a law or legal process. And the legal process would be the discovery or the subpoena that I was just referring about. And so what that means is that they're effectively saying to you, you know, when you buy this device, you're agreeing to these terms, you're sort of taken to know that the information may be recorded. And a lot of that actually comes from being necessary for the functionality of the device. Anyone who's used Siri knows that it doesn't necessarily pick up on what you're saying very well. To try and improve that, the makers of the device really need to be able to go, well, what was it that you were trying to ask? What was the information that came back? Was that, you know, did that answer the question, or was there an error there? How can we make it better? And so recording the information is very much part of the device being able to work.
So with those particular cases, perhaps just as a final point, when we are talking about sort of these perhaps misunderstandings, is there the potential for misunderstandings in interpreting the data when these things are being recorded and the like, and this evidence being used? Can somebody say, oh, look, it's all very well and good, as you mentioned before, my Fitbit showed that I was doing all this strenuous physical activity right before my my house was to be burned down, but maybe I put it around my cat's neck and the cat was running around the house at the time and doing this kind of thing. Is there misinterpretations that do leave kind of loopholes for this evidence being used?
Yes. I mean, the thing that we need to be very careful about here is testing the reliability of the information and whether the our sort of what we're reducing from it or what we're saying it means is in fact correct, or is there in fact another explanation. And this is where, you know, you might have somebody who, you know, jokingly says something that's picked up by the Amazon Echo or the Google Home. An event then transpires later. So you could imagine somebody, you know, who's upset with a spouse, there's a fight, things are said, you know, in the heat of the moment, and then something happens to that spouse. A police investigation is going to want to try and look for motive, and it's going to be trying to potentially link those statements to what's happened. Yet it may be that what was said was really just a sort of, you know, somebody was angry, they've said things that they didn't really mean. And so that's why it's important to be to really think about whether you can rely on what's recorded.
Mm. Well, Michael, it is a fascinating new field. Really appreciate you joining us, having a chat with us about it this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.